This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another episode of Activists Around the World or Changemakers Around the World, because we're not talking about people who are in activism necessarily, but they're actively changing perspective on misogynistic ideas in sports. Hey,
nice.
I did it. Did you like
nice.
That? Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
As in fact, we did a recent episode on women and mountaineering, and Annie has apparently jumped back into the rabbit hole of mountaineering, so this is perfect timing, I think.
Yes.
And we wanted to take some time to keep celebrating those who are getting out there and breaking records. And just a reminder, mountaineering does have some controversy behind it and is a hazardous sport. Go check out the recent episode to hear more about that. Very fun episode, too. But first, yes, we wanted to talk about Afghani mountaineer Fatima Sultani, who is an avid sportswoman. She is very involved with a lot of jujitsu and martial arts and apparently really good at it. So from her Instagram, seems to be really, really good at it. But she became the youngest woman at the age of 18 to climb the highest peak in Afghanistan, Noshak, and I really hope I said that right, which is 7,492 meters or 24,580 feet high. And Sultani went with a team of nine, including three women, and she decided that she needed to do this. She'd been training for this for days. It was a 17-day journey, and after completing it, she pretty much said that this is not her only one. And when quoted about why she did it, she said, Afghan women have fought for their freedom and rights for 20 years. They climbed high mountains and made a name for themselves. I hope they are free to climb high mountains again inside and outside of this country. And I thought that was a beautiful statement. She's actually been recognized by the BBC 100 Women as well and has done some amazing things. You should definitely go check out her Instagram if you can, because she's doing some big adventures, playing in the snow, doing some dancing in the snow. Really cute. But congratulations to her.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And we have records that have been broken on the summit of Mount Everest as well, including 48-year-old Lhapka Sherpa, a Nepalese mountaineer who continues to break records in 2022 and who we did mention in our previous mountaineering episode, which has a lot of stuff about the climbing of Everest in general. So again, go check that out. Sherpa broke her own record for the most summits of the world's highest mountains by a woman. She achieved 10 summits up Mount Everest, which is 8,846.86 meters or 29,034.69 feet. And that's the 8,000 club. I think I talked about that.
Yeah.
Only a certain number of peaks.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes as well.
Oh, Exciting. And in 2021, three sisters from Rollwalling Valley, and I hope I didn't butcher that, broke the record for most sisters to climb Everest together. I love that that's a record. That's great.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah. Sisters Dawa Futi Sherpa, Shiring Namya Sherpa, and Nima Zhangwu Sherpa became the first group of three sisters to climb together as a family up Everest. And this is just one of several. The sisters have named their expedition as Three Sisters on Seven Summits. That's great. The sisters have plans to climb all the highest summits on all seven continents. It's not just for the glory and for the guts, for the recognition, but in dedication to their father, who was an avid climber as well and had climbed Everest in 1982 and lost 8 fingers due to frostbite, but kept climbing until 2007. And then there is the all-black expedition, which was the first time the entire member of the party climbing was black. The team comprised of 7 members from Kenya and the United States, including Rosemary Saul from Seattle and Abby Dion from Florida. They celebrated their successful summit in May of 2022.
And lastly, we know we are missing several others we probably should be revisiting. And if you know some audience listeners, please send it to us because we love them and we want to recognize all of them. But we wanted to recognize Norwegian climber Kristin Harila, who is on track to break the Super Peaks record. And this is what we were talking about, the 8,000 meter club. And she is only 3 mountains away from doing this in record time. And she just completed summiting one of Pakistan's highest mountains, which, by the way, there are several in Pakistan that seems really, really dangerous. There's 5, as in fact, including the K2, the world's 2nd highest mountain. And apparently, there's a lot of people doing this trek right now. Tourism department said there was at least 1,800, and this was like a few days ago. So 1,800 wow. permits have been given out to climb this mountain or to summit this mountain. So it's pretty big. And if you wanted to know, there's only about 40 people in history who've summited all 14 of the super peaks and of all times. Apparently, the last record was held by a Nepali climber, Narmal Purja, and I'm so sorry if I said that wrong, who did it in 6 months and 6 days. And yeah, she has until early November to complete her quest to beat his time. So we'll definitely be watching for that. And she said about climbing and why it's so important to her. She says, in history and until now, it's been the strong macho men going out climbing mountains. When I talk to people that are not in the sport, they believe that men are more capable than women. If we're going to change, we need to get attention and show that women are just as capable. And I love that. So she has 3 remaining mountains, which are, bear with me with these names, Cho Oyu, which is in Nepal, China, Manaslu, which is in Nepal, and Shishapagma, in China. And if I butchered that, I am so sorry, y'all. Come yell at me. But yeah, so congratulations to her on her trek. And we are definitely going to keep watching and cross our fingers.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So much inspiring stuff. And I'm so happy to see and hear these kind of quotes about it. So yeah, listeners, if you know anybody we should talk about in this or any other kind of similar field, we would love to get suggestions. We always love suggestions.
Yes.
So you can email us at stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffImNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention 2 of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.